This portion of Grassroots Marketing on Location on Cannabis Radio is presented by Norick Risk. Creating unique insurance solutions for the hemp and cannabis industry is a passion of Norick Risk. Rooted in over 100 years' experience, placing custom, extra-large insurance programs worldwide. Learn more at norickrisk.com. CannabisRadio.com presents Grassroots Marketing on Location, featuring exclusive one-on-one interviews with those impacting and evolving the cannabis industry. Now, let's go on location to the 2016 NCIA Cannabis Business Summit in Oakland, California.
Welcome back, everyone. Radical Russ here with CannabisRadio.com at the NCIA Cannabis Business Summit. Joining me here at the desk, we have Max Montrose from the Trichome Institute. How you doing, Max?
Pretty good, man. How are you?
I'm fantastic. With a great day here for an event. You're the president of the Trichome Institute. Tell people what the Institute is all about.
Well, what we're about is limiting cannabis misinformation by producing textbooks, curriculum, and training materials that are well-researched but reviewed and approved by world-leading authorities in cannabis law, science, and medicine.
So this is like if someone is going to be a bud tender or going to run a store, you've got the information to help train.
Yeah, well, exactly. So within our responsible vendor certification, we are certified by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and Marijuana Enforcement Division to train and educate dispensary members on what responsible vendor is and means. And that certifies the dispensary, which is a state certification, as well as our bud tender certification program is about product knowledge. But we also certify cannabis experts through our cannabis sommelier program in Terpening, and we also certify cannabis products in flower.
Oh, wow. This is fantastic. And I'm seeing also you got these great textbooks and something here, the hash and concentrate wheel. It looks like one of these, if you've ever seen one of those like spin wheels where you can line up the little guides to, you know, I think they have one for drinking and driving too. You'll pick your weight and pick your size.
Absolutely. And all that. So the hash and concentrate wheel is a prototype that will be out pretty soon, but it will, you can line it up to know the potency, viscosity, purity, and extraction method of kief, rosin, bubble, solventless, solvent-free, oil, wax, shatter, live resin, and tincture, but that's complementary to our weed wheel.
I see.
Where we don't care about strain names because they're not valid. I mean, they're not valid whatsoever. We teach people how to see and smell the difference between cannabis variety types using this weed wheel product, as well as our interpreting loop, which teaches people not only how the cannabis will affect them, but also the high quality and acceptable quality of the cannabis, the unacceptable visual characteristics and odor characteristics of their flower, as well as the terpene profiles, what they're smelling, and what that means pharmacologically.
I got to say that I've seen a lot of different foldouts and brochures and stuff. This interpreting guide, you remember when we were kids and you used to have that little four square thing that you'd fold, you know, one, two, three, four, and you'd
Dude, do you have any idea how many people tell me that? Every time I break this bad boy out, somebody's stoned and they're like, you know what? Do you remember back in the day when we had to play with this like crazy cootie catcher?
Yeah.
So, but the thing is,
it's more sophisticated than that, folks.
It is, but here's the point. I understand who I'm trying to educate.
Yeah.
And in a world where people don't read anymore and have very short attention spans, this isn't about cannabinoid pharmacokinetic pharmacology. It's about, do you smell it here? Mm-hmm. Does it have this pistil structure? Mm-hmm. Does it have this bud structure? Okay, well, it's going to affect you in this way.
Yeah.
It's colorful, it's interactive, and it's easy to understand.
Yeah, the one I'm looking at here, this interpreting loop, is showing, you know, the range from indica to sativa with hybrid in between, and kind of a field guide as to, you know, here's the indica, it's got thick, bushy leaves, here's the sativa, it's got thin, reedy leaves, and everything in between. The bud structure, whether it should be dense or wispy, the hairs, minimal or dense, and then where you're smelling it in your nose. I mean, that's some heavy stuff there.
Well, it is. And what we do is, with the interpreting level 1 and 2 certification, which we currently only do in Colorado, we bring 75 different flower samples to teach you with in class live.
Oh, wow.
So not only how to teach people the sight and smell of psychoactivity between variety types, but also negative cannabis quality. So we actually bring flower that is saturated in Botrytis cinerea. so that we can smell it. Powdery mildew, fungus gnats, unflushed product. We go through the entire gamut of what cannabis quality is and isn't, and how you know what you're smoking, regardless of what you call it.
Yeah.
And so it is the Cannabis Sommelier Program. I'm wearing a level 3 pin.
Okay.
And in level 3, you'll actually learn that there's no such thing as sativa when it comes to the industry market. We'll start to get into the more complicated cannabis genomics, phenotyping, chemotyping, and what cannabis truly is. This is a lot of really new science and information that sometimes it's not easy to break this kind of stuff down for the industry, who for 20 years has always known indica and sativa.
Sure.
But science is starting to quickly catch up now that we're allowed to do the science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've level 1, level 2, level 3. At level 4, you get a lightsaber.
Actually, you do. If you want, I can show you what qualifies the different levels. If you go to the website, trichomeinstitute.com, you can take the interpreting tour, which will show you what the different levels of certification are. A level 4 is someone who not only knows cannabis from an expert level, but they're going to tell you the number one scientist in the world, which papers and which articles prove which science. So if you want to talk about cannabinoid pharmacokinetic pharmacology, you have to know that Franjo Grottenhermann of Nova University, Germany, is the world authority on that subject matter.
Right.
So if you want to talk about 11-hydroxy differences from Delta-9 THC differences or Delta-8 or any of those things from an expert level and perspective, you better know how you know what you know, because in this industry, people think they know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Nobody knows anything.
I talk to a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is fantastic. I like that we're finally getting some standardization and some accreditation to what people are talking about, so that we can know when we go to a dispensary, when we go and talk to someone, that they aren't just pulling it out of the department of their ass. They actually know what they're talking about. That's fantastic. What other types of education? We've been talking about the sommelier stuff, but is there behind the scenes kind of stuff for the people running the businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. That's where we'd get into the responsible vendor program, and that's also the bud tender certification program. Bud tenders are the front line of the entire industry.
Mm-hmm.
In Colorado, you have to be trained, licensed, and certified to paint fingernails, to wash hair, to give back rubs. We have 13,000 untrained and unlicensed bud tenders selling psychoactive gummy bears to the public without understanding that edibles are chemically a different drug than smoked flower.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to teaching and training people behind the scenes, we have programs for bud tenders, programs for dispensaries, programs for even governments. When people want to know, is dabbing safe? We have trainings and classes that go through all the different types and spectrums of dabbing, from the most dangerous forms of dabbing to what is acceptable forms of dabbing if done right.
Hmm.
And so we are continuously adding more classes, more trainings, more textbooks. We're finding the information that we know. But what we're doing now is we're licensing our programs and our educations to cannabis schools globally, so that we help other cannabis educators limit the misinformation that they put out.
Okay. So, so far, is all of this accreditation, it's all voluntary, right? Like, Colorado's not requiring this, are they?
Colorado isn't requiring it yet.
Okay.
Oregon is requiring their own program that the state has decided to teach for themselves, and what they're teaching is as many different things as they can to every person in the industry, which doesn't make sense. Bud tenders don't need to know extraction lab safety or growing.
Right.
They need to know bud tending. And so, in Oregon, you need 2 hours. Illinois requires 8 hours. New York requires 4 hours. Pennsylvania requires 2 hours. Colorado has an optional responsible vendor program, which is in dispensary code. And you get rewarded by becoming educated and certified. But it's based on a reward program currently.
Okay. Well, we will keep this in mind as more states are beginning their legalization schemes. And when they come up with the regulations, this ought to be something that they think about. And Oregon, why reinvent the wheel? They got it down here. Trichome Institute's got this all written out for us. We don't need to reinvent the wheel on this stuff.
I wish they're listening.
I'll see what I can do. I know some people in Oregon.
Right on, man.
All right, let's give out the website, Facebook, or any other contact info people need.
Yeah, our website is trichomeinstitute.com. Facebook page is Trichome Institute. You can find us on Instagram, and you can find me on LinkedIn, Max Montrose. I also do Facebook, Max Montrose, and Instagram, Max_Montrose. But I think the best thing to do is keep up with our newsletter, because every time we send out a monthly newsletter, we give you a new piece of cannabis education and information in the form of a video, an article, or something like that. So every email you get from us, you'll learn something new.
That's worth the price of admission, folks. Max Montrose from Trichome Institute. Trichome, T-R-I-C-H-O-M-E. Trichome Institute. Check them out. Get your training. Get your knowledge. Get your certification. Get accredited. And it'll be well worth your time. Appreciate it. Thanks, Max, for telling us all about it.
Thanks a lot, Russ.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll have more here from the National Cannabis Industry Association Cannabusiness Summit. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Grassroots Marketing on location, only on CannabisRadio.com.